Well, I love this question because part of our ethos as a crew and our values from the very beginning were that this is a relay race. In fact, we have batons that we bought to symbolize physically that. We plan to hand them to the next crew, and every single thing that we do is with them in mind. Oftentimes, it's actually easier in human spaceflight, especially on a first mission, to accept some of the things that aren't working quite right or the operational workarounds. And we have actually been diligent to try to fix everything, and we're always thinking from the perspective of what is the next crew going to think about this? How will this help them to succeed? So manual piloting the vehicle, making sure that the procedures and the processes for making everything work are all as they should be. Then there's the human side of it. How are our provisions? How are our food? How is the human system working in here? Taking the time to do all of the developmental flight test objectives that have been scheduled. So both in the vehicle and all in the last 3 years, we've really just worked to make sure that they are set up for success, and that's all of the teams, not just the crew, but the flight control teams, the mission engineering rooms, the launch teams, everyone. We've just hopefully we've done our best to bring folks together and to make sure that we can be the best we can be. Obviously, just testing, putting humans in this vehicle is the easy thing to see, and we hope that we've capitalized on that and made it as much as it can be for our time here.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.